I need your every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We want to thank you for another opportunity to come before your throne of grace, to kneel down before you, to submit our wills to your way, to submit our wills to your thoughts, to submit our wills to your action, and surrender to you. And God, say, let your will be done on this day. For we walk by faith and we don't walk by what we see. Because the things that we see, God, will cause us to fall astray. The things that we see, God, will deter us. They will bring about doubt in our spirit, doubt in our mind, doubt in our thoughts. And we don't want to let go of you. Your word tells us in all of our ways we should acknowledge you. So in all of our ways, in all of our thoughts, in all of our actions, we should look to you. We have to look to you because, God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. God, we are nothing without you. And so as I had to hurry and scurry and rush to get into prayer this morning, the song ringing down in my soul was that I need you, God, each and every hour, each and every minute, each and every second of the day. God, I'm nothing without you. I desperately need you every single day. God, I need you to walk with me. I need you to talk with me. I need your spirit to have its way. I need your strength. I need your anointing. God, I need you to fall afresh on me right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Because if I'm without you, when I find myself without you, I find myself in a barren land, God. I find myself in wilderness experiences, Lord. And I don't want to be without you, Lord. Because there are some valleys that we will have to walk through today. There are some things that we have to walk through, some experiences that we have to walk through. And God, we need you on our side. We need you to give us the strength. We need you to bring us through. We don't have to fear, God, because if you are with us, God, you will protect us, you will shield us, you will cover us, you will keep your hands of protection around us, and you will bring us through all right in the mighty name of Jesus. For God, you know the thoughts that you think towards me. And God, since you know what you have planned for me, God, I submit to your will, God, so that I can receive my expected end in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't want, oh God, to go on my own way because, God, some things seem right. Some of the ways that we do it seems right unto man. But God, it leads to a path of destruction. And the enemy has snares. He has traps, God, that he has set out there for your people. And if it's not for you, God, if it had not been for you on our side, he would have consumed us. He would have destroyed us. He would have cast us down. God, he would have aborted the promise that you have for us. But thanks be to God that he's not in control, and you won't put no more on us than we can bear. So, God, everything that you send our way, oh, God, it has been ordained for our lives, and you have granted the enemy, oh, God, the ability to be able to bring this to us. Nothing, oh God, shall be able to separate us from your love. Nothing will be able to separate us from your favor, God. Nothing, oh God, will be able to keep us from you, God, if we come before you with a contrite spirit, God, and a pure heart. And so, God, if there's anything in us that will cause your spirit to be away from us, oh God, purge us. David said, purge me with hyssop. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit with me. God, please don't take your presence away from me. Because when your presence is away, God, I don't have the protection I need, God. When your presence is away, oh God, I don't have the strength that I need. When your presence is away, God, I don't have, oh God, the things that I need to be victorious on this day. And as I said on Sunday, God, your presence is just not enough, God. I know in your presence there is fullness of joy, but God, we want relationship with you. Oh, God, we want you to come commune with us. We want you to come sup with us. You said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man let me come in, I'll come in. God, the door is just your presence, God. Your presence is at the door. But, God, we want you to come in and have your way to commune with us, to abide with us. Oh, God, to grant us everything that we needed more to be victorious in this day, and so that your name may be glorified, your honor, oh God, may be uplifted, God. We may hold your name up high, that we may walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to make your name glorious on this day. We want to make you proud and pleased with us. So, God, we surrender to you, God, and we ask you, oh God, to come on in right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, come on in on behalf of your people, God. Grant us, oh God, strength, oh God, today. Oh God, let your glory be revealed in us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, bind everything that's unlike you. We cast the devil out of the minds right now. We cast them out of the wheels right now. We cast them out of the way, and we plead the blood, Lord. We plead the blood right now, God. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so purge us in the blood right now, God. Oh God, to take away every crimson stain, God. Purge us with the blood right now, God. To cast the devil out of the minds right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, purify us with the blood. Cleanse us in the blood right now, God, that we may be made whole and fresh and new before you, oh, God, on this day. And we're thankful, God, because you're able to do that. You're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. But it's according to what we believe, how we believe, and we believe today. We want to step out of the boat right now and get out of our comfort zone and come to you, Lord. We want to press our way, oh God, push past, oh God, those things that are trying to stop us. Push past a doubt, push past frustration, push past anger, God. And we got to get to Jesus. It doesn't matter if the storm is raging outside of the boat. It doesn't matter, God, if the waves are billowing, oh God, and blowing back and forth, talking to and fro, God. We want to get to Jesus. We want to get to you. So bid us to come right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us the boldness, God, to step out on faith, oh, God, and get to you on this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to keep our eye on you. Oh, God, we're not worried about those who want to hang out in the boat. We want to get to you, and it doesn't matter. Oh, God, if I see, God, if I can just get to you, God, the woman said with the issue of the blood, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, then I will be made whole. If I can just get to you, God, today. And so I get to you, oh God, by opening up my mouth and offering unto you a sacrifice of praise. I get to you by letting you know, God, I believe you. Oh God, I have no doubt in you. I know that you can, Lord, and I know that you will, God. I believe that you are able to do just what your word says that it's going to do. So let your word live in us, oh God, today. For your word is a lamp unto our feet, and it's a light unto our pathway. And your word is what guides us. Your word is what directs us. Your word is what helps us to hold on to you. We can't hold on to innuendos. We can't hold on to hearsay. But God, and we know, Paul said, that all things he had, without a shadow of a doubt, he had a knowledge, no doubt at all, that all things that come his way will work together for his good, because your word has reaffirmed that in his soul. And so do it in our souls as well today. Ring down, oh God, on us on this day, that as we come and go, whether we're on our way to work this morning, whether we're at home, God, and resting and relaxing, God, wherever we may be, you're such an omnipotent and awesome and great and wonderful God that you are everywhere at the same time. Thank you, Lord, that when I go into the meeting room, God, you are already there. David said, where can I find myself? Where can I go and hide away from your presence? He realized, God, that there is no place he can go because you're in the highest mountains, you're in the lowest valleys, you're in the deepest depths, God. You're everywhere. You're the very substance of life, God. You're the reason in the reason why we live and move and have our very being, God. You are the substance of our lives, God. We breathe you in and we exhale you out, God. You're everything and more, God. And so we put our trust in your hands on this day. For as I declare often that this is the day that the Lord has made. We thank you, O God, because you have made this day, and you do all things well. There's nothing, O God, that comes short, O God, that you can come short of, God, but you, as you put out your word will accomplish what you set forth for it to accomplish. Your word never returns unto you void, O God, but it will take care of what it needs to take care of on this day. So, God, grant us strength. Grant us courage. Grant us boldness. Give us wisdom, God. You said we can ask of it, oh God, and you give liberally, God, those that ask for wisdom. Lord, we ask for wisdom, oh Lord, today. We ask for, oh God, strength to make it, oh God, over everything that comes our way. And we ask you to help us to stand. Having done all to stand, God, stand today. Oh God, equip us with everything that we need for victory, oh Lord, on this day. Grant us more love. Grant us more kindness. Grant us more gentleness, peace, faith, long-suffering, God, whatever it may be, from the fruit of your spirit, Lord. Abide, let it endow us, and let it overwhelm us, and let it overcome us, Lord, that we may walk worthy of our calling today, that we may walk worthy of being called your children, that we may make your name glorious and make you smile today. That's my desire, Lord, is I want to make you smile. I want to make you proud of me today. And each and every person on this call this morning that has taken time to sacrifice their sleep this morning or sacrifice even a moment of time at work this morning, I thank you for them, and I pray God's blessings on them. I pray that you will anoint them, oh God, and appoint them, God. Grant them favor, grant them strength, God. Endow them with your presence, oh God, and God, and build relationship with them, God. Let them know that you're there, that you're listening, oh God, that you are welcome to come, God, that you are willing to come if they would just welcome you into their place. You are willing to come in and inhabit our place if we invite you in, God. You're not a bully, God. You don't just come in and run roughshod over us, but you come when you are invited in, and we welcome you into our presence today in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name. We submit to you, and we say yes to your will, Lord, and we say yes to your way. Come to more and have your way in us on this day. And walk with us, talk with us, lead us and guide us as we go through life's journeys on this day. Grant us strength, grant us peace, give us joy that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. And bless everything that we put our hands to do on this day, that you may receive glory, that you may receive honor, and that you may receive praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.